Welcome back to the National Defense. It's Randy Miller, and you know her probably best as Maggie O'Connell in the television series, great television series, Northern Exposure, from the film Cliffhanger, and as Katie McCoy in Friday Night Lights. Janine Turner is with us here in the National Defense. Janine, how are you?
Good morning. I'm fine and thrilled to be with you. How are you?
Oh, I'm doing great. It's so great to talk to you. And what a great show Northern Exposure was. Six seasons, I think. And I saw every single episode. Do you ever see any of the gang from that show?
Sometimes I do. I've seen Rob Morrow. He and I had lunch a couple years ago outside at a restaurant. People were just stopping, leaning over, saying, Maggie and Chuck Weissman. Stream it, you know, and so, and I kept in touch with Barry Corbin. I've talked to John Corbin, yeah, all of them, actually.
Oh, yes. That's great.
So,
A great show, and I imagine a great experience for you.
Wonderful experience. So, yeah, one of the highlights of my life. Yep, absolutely.
You've got a new book out here called The Pivot Principle, and this is fascinating. It's a selection of essays talking about your transformation from desperation and despair into joy, all from your personal experiences. I don't want to think of you having desperation and despair, but we all go through it, right?
Yes. We do, and, I hit this, what I call the gap years of my life. I've been focusing myopically on my daughter, and she went off to college and individualized, and I found myself sort of more and more feeling anxiety and panic, and then I was left alone, you know, on my ranch in Texas with sort of just my own subconscious echo chamber, I found myself dealing with old trauma, linear trauma, new trauma triggered old trauma. And so I went through kind of a rough time. And I think that we're hemorrhaging hope in our country. And there's a lot of depression, a lot of anxiety, a lot of panic. And I found I was having panic attacks. All this trauma was kind of coming back to me because I was just sort of alone. You know, I wasn't myopically focused on career or child. And so suddenly I had to really... these things were coming to the surface and I needed to deal with them. So when I was in the middle of panic and anxiety, I really realized that curiosity is the cousin of humility. And it's really through this humility that my true genius is generated. And by that, I mean my true purpose. So I was curious and I learned a lot about the brain and what happens in the brain and all of that. And so the book has poetry in it, despairing poetry, and it goes to a pivot principle, which is regular writing about how I got out of it. And then joyous.
Well, you know, that word pivot has been around so much since the pandemic when everybody had to have their own pivot. And so you mentioned depression, Janine. We're talking to Janine Turner here on the National Defense. You mentioned depression. Our audience is active duty military veterans and their families dealing with a lot of that all the time. So this book would be perfect for them. And you know all about patriotism because your dad, Turner Gaunt, a graduate of West Point, Air Force hero. Talk about that guy a little bit.
Oh, my father. Oh, my gosh. I feel like he passed in 2014 and he broke my heart. And I feel he's with me in spirit, though. And my dad, yeah, he was a graduate of West Point, United States Military Academy in West Point, right? In that class of 1957, back when they had square meals, he always tells me.
Right.
Square meals. And then back then it was Air Force Army because the Air Force Academy was almost completed but not quite. And he flew twice the speed of sound, one of the first. He's in the Mach 2 Club. It was in the part of the Strategic Air Command. So I was raised with jets flying over my head, and it's just this sort of innate pride and love of country. And my father would always tell me his mission was to Russia and that he probably never would have come back if he had to go. And I just want to say to everyone listening today, I thank you so much for preserving and protecting us and preserving our country and our republic and our constitution. And I have a foundation, Constituting America, which is nonpartisan, but it's to honor, I think, this legacy that we're all fighting for, but everyone that's listening, you especially, the sacrifice of those in the service, but also the families. And I just, my heart goes out to you and my gratitude.
Oh, thank you so much. We're talking to Jeanine Turner here in the National Defense. And you mentioned your website, constitutingamerica.org, and you've given over 500 lectures on the Constitution, which I think is fantastic. Are you surprised, Jeanine, when a lot of the stuff you talk about in the Constitution is news to people?
Yes, I am. And I think that if we don't have this basis of two things, I think, and I talk about one of them in my book, love. We have to be connected to love. And if we have, you know, whether I believe it's through my, you know, God for me, that love is the beginning of all things. And then we also have to have a knowledge of how our country ticks, how it works, why it matters, why the Constitution matters, that you know, those in the armed forces are sworn to protect. That's one of my questions with the quiz for kids. You know, is the president and those in the military, do they swear to protect the people or the Constitution? And most of the time they always say the people. No, they actually swear to protect the Constitution.
Right.
Because the Constitution protects the people. And so it's this 1-2 step of the Declaration of Independence, which profess these beautiful, principles, but the Constitution is the one that actually protects those. And Abraham Lincoln said that the Declaration of Independence was the golden apple, but that the Constitution was the frame that protected that apple.
Yeah, that's beautiful. You know, I got to tell you a story, especially since you live in Texas. There's a boot company there. I used to work for the national headquarters of the VFW. And so we dealt with this boot company called Twisted X Boots. And this guy that owned this, he was an immigrant. He came and became an American citizen. And he handed out miniature copies of the Constitution to everybody that came into his store. And I thought that was just so special that this guy recognized that our Constitution was so important that he wanted everybody to know it. And, you know, if more people took an interest in that, man, it'd be a better, much better deal, huh?
Well, yes, and to realize that what I want to teach in the classrooms is when we learn about how there are checks and balances and how they operate, it's not what they do up there. We are the government, you know?
Yes.
We vote,
yes.
We elect. They're supposed to be doing what we ask. They're not supposed to be creating some hocus-pocus bill that they want to do. And I think students don't really realize, oh, wait, I can write a petition. I can use my First Amendment rights. I can use my speech, my press. It's not always for social media, right? It's for the government, these First Amendment rights. And I teach these kids how to petition, how to be part of the government, how to make a change if they want to, that the power is really with us. And I think that that's forgotten.
What a rabble-rouser you are.
Yes, I guess you can say.
We're talking to Jeanine Turner here in the National Defense, her new book, The Pivot Principle. And this actually follows a book that you did, I think, in 2014 called A Little Bit Vulnerable, right?
Yes. That had a lot of political essays and whatnot and opinion editorials. Had poetry in it, talked about sobriety in Hollywood. And this is kind of the – you're right. That's good. You could call this the second volume. My new level of awareness. And I really want to share about what happens in the brain where the amygdala lights up and the reptilian part of the brain during trauma and panic and the logic brain shuts down. And so when you're in the middle of that, if you can understand what's happening, then you go, okay, I need to turn on my logic. And if you're in a room with someone, it's like, let's get them into, you know, crossword puzzle, write, color, deep breathe, take a walk, whatever. You got to get into the logical to turn the brain back on to equalize it. So if you can kind of understand what's happening.
That is fascinating.
It's important.
Yeah, and, you know, I didn't know until I read some stuff from your other book, because you started on Dallas, basically acting, and then you end up in a couple of high-profile relationships, one with Alec Baldwin, one with Jerry Jones, the owner of the Dallas Cowboys. I mean, how weird...
No, his son.
Oh, Junior.
Jerry Jones was married. Oh. He was married. I'm not doing that. No.
I meant to put Junior in there.
Junior, yes.
I meant to throw...
But, he was 27 at the time, yeah.
But how surreal was that for you to start at Dallas and all of a sudden, you know, you're dating the son of the owner of Dallas?
Yeah, well, I don't know. You know, I had moved back to Texas and he was cute.
Oh man, I can't wait to read this new one, the Pivot Principle. And you can go to JeanineTurner.net and check out everything that she is doing.
No, it's JeanineTurner.com. I'm sorry. I don't know why JeanineTurner.net's on there.
JeanineTurner.com. Jenny, it's such a pleasure to talk to you. Thank you for your patriotism and everything that you're doing for our country.
Oh, thank you. Everything that y'all do. I'm really thrilled to be able to have this opportunity to speak with y'all today. It's the highlight of my day. So thank you so much.
Thank you so much. We'll be right back here on the National Defense.